In our call to worship, I want to read to you a verse of Scripture from Exodus chapter 33. Very, very interesting verse of Scripture, and one that signals to us just how much God cares for His own. Moses had cried out to God to undertake for the people of Israel to stay His judgment against the people. And this is how the Lord responds to Moses' prayer. Verse 17 of chapter 33. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. That little phrase there, I will do what you've asked me to do, Moses, because you have found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. The most important thing this morning, I want you to get a hold of this. If you don't get anything else for the rest of the day, get a hold of this. You better make sure God knows your name. Now you say, well, God knows everything. God knows everything about us. I understand that. But there's a difference between the general knowledge and a specific knowledge that God moves in our behalf because, Moses, you're my child. I know you by name. There's a tenderness there. You know, when you go to a ballpark and you take a baseball up to a famous player and said, would you sign my baseball? You know, a kid will take that home and they'll look at that and said, so-and-so signed my baseball. And they have a tendency to think that this baseball player is going to remember them for the rest of their life because they signed your baseball. They signed thousands of them. And a kid will look at that and you're saying, so-and-so signed his name to my baseball. I met so-and-so. And, you know, that has a special place in our hearts. But I want to tell you something that's more special than that. Now, get a hold of this. That's when God knows you by name. That is, there has been an interaction between the two. Moses was crying out to God. Moses did that on a regular basis. Moses was constantly going into the presence of God to seek His face about some issue or some difficulty or just crying out to God. And God says to him, I will answer your prayer request because you found grace, first of all, but more importantly, I know you by name. Moses made it a practice of his life to run to the Lord. To run to the Lord. Who do you run to? Do you run into that strong tower which we know as God? Or do you run to the world? You run to your friends? You run to your family? You run to this? You run to that? I'm going to tell you something. You're going to be sadly disappointed. Mr. Woods and I were joking before the service today. He said, I'm really expecting a good message from you, Pastor. He said, I just spent time reading two messages by Dr. Bob Jones Sr. And I said, well, listen, Mr. Wood, let me just tell you, you're going to be disappointed today because I'm not going to be able to measure up to that. But listen, you and I need to run to the Savior. We need to run to the Lord. We need to go to His face. We don't need to be like those that show up once or twice a year in His presence. We need to be those that go daily, hourly into His presence. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I just want to praise you at this time. I want to lift up your name, magnify your name. Because then when the going gets tough, He'll move in your behalf because you've spent time with Him. We want to spend time with Him today in the worship service today.